fired up and flying high. What's up, everybody? My name is The Branch. Welcome to my very first podcast. I call it Branch Out. Simply put, I am a servant of God, a light worker. I'm here to spread light and truth on a very unique topic called gang stalking or targeted individuals. I will say it again, gang stalking or targeted individuals. I will say, if you're listening to my voice right now, it is not by any mistake, because you have been divinely guided here. So stay put. This is a very powerful and a very supernatural broadcast that you have come across. So please pay attention, not only to my voice, but to everything around you as you listen. I started speaking about this topic on YouTube originally. If you want to check it out, search The Branch 222. That's The Branch. That's one word, 222. And you can find me there as well. Now, to ease into this transition to this podcast platform, I'm just going to share my very first broadcast that I did on YouTube just to help me with my transition. And also, it's very informational and will help out a lot of people out dealing with this topic. I will also ask you to excuse the static and sound you might hear while you're listening. The audio didn't transfer very well, but well enough to still grasp the information. So without further ado, please enjoy the broadcast. My name is The Branch, and I'm fired up and flying high. You know why? Because the Lord has finally activated me to be able to speak to you guys the truth. On gang stalking. I'm blowing the whistle on it. I'm blowing the whistle on it because you are not being gang stalked. Repeat, you are not being gang stalked. And trust me, I know what you're thinking. Yeah, people are following me around. I'm seeing demons. I'm hearing voices. I feel like people want me to kill myself. I'm fired up and flying high, and you should be too, because you are blessed. The truth is, you are chosen. God has sent me here to let you guys know that you who are being gang stalked or a targeted individual, you are chosen by God himself. You should feel very, very blessed. I was in the same position. I still am. If you feel like you're being stalked, you are in a way because you're in God's eyes. But the enemy, let me tell you something. The enemy, you have a light inside of you that's so bright that God has put inside of you. The enemy sees that. God says, I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope in the future. The enemy sees that light. And so what does the enemy see? What does the enemy do? The enemy comes, he wants you, because he doesn't know the plan God has for you. Only God knows. But he wants to see what you're up to, what's going on, what's going on. Why is this guy's light so bright? You can't see the light. You can't, maybe God has blessed your eyes so you can see. God said, blessed are your eyes. I know for me, God has opened my eyes. He has blessed my eyes. I've seen the demons jumping bodies. I've seen weeping and gnashing. I've seen gnashing of teeth. And let me tell you something real quick. You're in training. God wants you to see him. God wants you to see him. God wants you to believe in him. He wants you to change your perspective. There is something you have to learn. There is something you have to understand. You have to change your perspective on this whole situation. If you're still in gangs, if you're still in training, and you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about when it feels like the world, just all this demonic presence around you. God is preparing you. He's equipping you. You don't have a choice in the matter. You don't have a choice in the matter. He chose you before you were even in the womb. You are blessed, but you have to overcome. I overcame. I finally understand. If you notice, I'm going to help some of you through this training. If you notice that when you get close to these people that you think are gang stalking, it got to the point where I'm running up in their faces, and I'm like, what's going on with it? I noticed something. Stop and listen to me now. You would think that if some crazy man's coming up to you and all in your face telling you this, telling you that, that they'll flee. They would stop and they would listen to me almost as if they understood. And I learned something else. You notice they cannot hurt you. They cannot hurt you. God says, let no one lay a hand on my anointed ones. I understood that. I finally figured it out. I was like, this fear that I have inside of me, these guys can't even touch me. When I figured that out, I got more bold. I got more courageous. And it wasn't until
went on for a while. It wasn't overnight, like a couple years. But when I finally figured it out, God literally opened the heavens for me. Literally. That's a whole nother video. This is very difficult for some of you guys to wrap your head around. This is difficult to understand. I don't even think I'm going to edit this. I'm just saying it how it is. I'm just saying the truth because I am a master builder. I am sent by God. Divine powers are working for me. Divine powers are around me. And you, let me tell you something too. The beautiful thing about this is, if you're watching this video, this isn't an accident. This is not an accident. God has led you here. He has led you here. This is my very first video, and there's more because I have to break this down. I have to break this down, but I am blowing the whistle on gang stalking. I'm blowing the whistle on it. God sent me to blow the whistle on it because ultimately he wants people to see him and communicate with him. God wants to change the trajectory of your life and put you on the best possible path that he can. And you who are chosen, you are who chose to have a very, 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 very important job. But you have to pass these prerequisites. You have to overcome. You have to understand. I don't know in particular what you have to overcome or what God wants you to learn or what you're destined to do. Only God knows that. But I do know one thing, though. He has sent me. This is my destiny. God told me I'm fulfilling my destiny by speaking to you right now. There's a lot to this. There's a lot to this. A lot of you are probably still going to disbelieve. But God sent me here to just push these thoughts and push these truths. These are truths. This is not something I'm making up. This is not even something I chose to. God has been wooing me and pushing me to get on here and talk to you guys about it. Blessed are your eyes. Blessed are your eyes. Here's the first fact. Well, there's a lot of facts, but it got to the point where you're probably thinking aliens are watching you and sent for you. You're thinking the government conspiracies. You're thinking everybody's involved. Because let me tell you something. Either you're serving God or you're not. Period. God says you are neither hot nor cold, but lukewarm. But since you are lukewarm, I'm gonna spew out your mouth. That means whoever doesn't have God's light is susceptible to demonic possession. And this was the thing that really got me. It really felt like everybody was in on it. And the first, I remember, I can tell you to the T when it started. I'm gonna break all these down, all these facts, all these truths down in more videos. I'm not gonna make this video too long. We'll see how far it goes. But I'm gonna be making more because I'm sent to do this. But I just wanna put this thought in you. You guys keep following me. You're gonna get more truth. You're gonna get more understanding. And watch the power. Here's the thing. The more you understand, the more you understand these truths that I'm gonna give you guys, the more God will reveal himself to you. And the easier things get. And God's gonna do some miraculous things. He did it for me. You guys are chosen. You're not being. God wants the best for you. God knows what's going on. But this is a trial. This is a testing ground. This is a training ground, guys. I overcame. Glory to God, I overcame. But you are a high value target. You are a high value target in God's eyes because he has powerful plans for you. You have a destiny. You don't even realize it yet, but you have a destiny. God has put his hand on you before you even been born to fulfill something. I don't know what that is. But if you're a high value target to God, you are definitely a high value target to the enemy. Your light shines so much brighter than your peers. You have been set above your companions. The devil wants to know what's going on. The devil is a liar. So when you see these people, God, when you sometimes it's the enemy, but sometimes it's God. Sometimes you feel like you're going somewhere and somebody and the enemy's already there. Or God's already there. God wants you to know this. He is everywhere. He sees everything. It got to the point, guys, that I could hear people's thoughts. I could hear what they were saying to me. You know, they weren't speaking it, but I could hear their voice in my mind. And it makes you question, God, like, who am I that I can hear this guy's voice? And it was demonic. But I learned this thing. I didn't know this then, but God was, because I'm going to bounce back and forth with my truth now and my understanding, my revelation. revelation now to when I didn't know. But God wants you to see that that He knows. He knows your thoughts. You have an enemy. You have an enemy. You have an enemy. You have an enemy, and the enemy. You have so many gifts inside of you. One of my gifts is that, and I haven't even fully developed yet, but telepathy, man. Telepathy. Like I can hear the enemy steps. God was showing me visions. My thing was I was seeing demons everywhere. Everywhere, guys. Everywhere. Voices. I had this, I would walk in this room and I had this overwhelming feeling. It was like the worst fear I could describe. It felt, the best way I can describe it was like fear. It felt like fear, you know what I mean? Like you thought you were going to die. You thought for sure you were going to die any minute. And here's the thing. You cannot tell people. You can't tell people because they're not going to understand. They're not going to understand. And that's the thing. The people that you think are gang stalking you have no idea what they're doing. You're going to start seeing synchronicities, repeating numbers. You're going to start repeating numbers. It's the new way God is trying to, God says, behold, I am doing a new thing. Do you not perceive it? And you guys are lucky enough and blessed enough to be a part of that and be chosen. Don't be fooled. Don't judge by outward appearances. My thing was, I saw this girl was walking in the store. This is during this training, this gang stalking. I'm going to use the term gang stalking for sake of edification, but it's more like, I like to call it training, because that's what it was for me, you know what I mean? But once I gained that understanding, man, and I'm walking and fulfilling my destiny, I know what God has sent me to do, and I know what God, I know God has something planned for you guys, and a lot of you guys aren't getting it, because it's that crazy. It is that crazy. Trust me, I know. It's synchronicity. Like people go past your house beeping the horn, beep beep. I would get followed on the highway, and you just swear up and down and that these people are following you, but they have no idea that they're even following you. This is God manifesting himself. He's trying to get your attention, and here's the thing. God is backing me up on this, so you're gonna start seeing synchronicities. You're 2 2 2s, 3 3 3s, double fives. You're gonna start looking at the clock. You're gonna start seeing double fives. Double fives is the hand of God. You're going to start, here's the thing, pay attention to everything. To everything. God wants you to know he's in everything. He's in this cup. He's in this life. He's in everything. Read license plates. License, God can speak to you through license plates. You're going to be thinking of a song will pop in your head. And that's God. You don't even know why you got this song in your head, but it's God speaking to you. God is speaking through the radio, through other people. You're going to notice when you speak, here's what I noticed, and this is very, very powerful. You're going to notice. Later on, we all have this gift of manifestation. You're going to notice that when you speak, the words that you speak that come out of your mouth are going to be manifested in the environment around you. Either you're going to read it on a sign, or somebody's going to speak it, or you're going to hear somebody say it, or it's going to come on the TV. The words that you start speaking, you're going to see manifested around you, guys. It's a very powerful situation. And here's the thing about it. You have to believe in the supernatural. All these things that go with it, the government, this, conspiracies, other, nothing makes sense until you put God in it. You have to put God in it, guys. You have to. When you put that this is supernatural, when you put that this is God, doesn't everything make sense? It does, doesn't it? Because there's no other explanation. This is the explanation. This is the whistle being blown. And I'm just sitting here to tell you these things, man. There's so much. There's so much. But God wanted me to just kick the door down today. Do my best today. I didn't even prepare anything because it's all in my heart. I've been through this training, guys. Don't run up on people, man. Don't do like I did, because they don't know what they're doing. They have no idea. You're not going to get anywhere with that. Understand what's going on. Understand. Start talking to God. When you see those synchronicities, when you see those signs, start talking to God. And watch what happens. Watch what happens. You're going to see 333, 33, Watch, you're going to start looking at the clock. It's going to be 11:11, 33. 33 is Christ. Trying to get your attention or something. 33 is the age that Christ died. And I'm not here to do anything else. Jesus Christ is who I serve because of my training. And that's who, and that's because of my training. I'll break that story down in another video. Because there's so many stories, there's so many things, but there's a lot of edification here. And tonight, I just want you guys to sleep on, or through this first video, I just want you to stay tuned. Because I'm going to break things down more thoroughly, more individually, to help you along in your journey, to help you along to fulfill your destiny. But tonight I want to push the thought and the fact and the truth in the name of Jesus that it's God. It's God. He's on your side. This is training. No training is like easy. Like the military, their training isn't easy. When you competing for a sport, the training isn't easy. It's difficult. You're going to deal with some supernatural things. And as you try to explain these things to other people, don't do that. Don't do that. Because right away when you start speaking, you start to sound crazy very quickly. Very quickly. And it makes you mad. You know, it makes you mad. Trust me, guys. I know it sucks. It really sucks. But I wish I had a video. I wish I had a fact like this that once I change my perspective, and it's hard to do when you're in the middle of it, when somebody's telling you to change your perspective, but I'm telling you, God sent me here to tell you. He sent me here to tell you on this day, July 30th, 2019, to speak to you guys. I've been activated, guys, and I'm going to help you through this. I'm going to help who's ever listened. There's a lot of things, there's a lot of truth in some of the things other people were talking about. I'm just here to blow the whistle on gang stalking, man. Don't be misled. I was checking out this girl one time. She's a beautiful girl during my training. And this is what I mean by gnashing the teeth. She looked at me. I looked at her. In an instant, her teeth protruded out of her mouth and gnashed. I never knew what gnashing the teeth was. But her teeth was like, oh. And it made me think. And put a new tooth. I was like, okay, Branch. Don't judge people by their outward appearance. The most beautiful people can be the enemy. The devil can use anybody who doesn't have that light in him to do his work. Anybody. Anybody. You know, I've seen deep in devil's body. Okay, I'm going to get into this. When everything felt demonic and dark around me, there was all these, everybody just felt, this is a very dark part of the training. God brought me to a scripture in the Bible. The part when Legion says, for we are many. Okay, remember there was the guy in the tomb. He was chained to all these. He was chained up in his tomb. He was cutting himself. He was doing this. He was demonic. And Jesus Christ was like, what is your name? And he says, my name is Legion. For we are many. For we are many. There are so many people out there doing the devil's work. That those demons can go each one of them all the time, so it feels like you're surrounded, because spiritually you are, and spiritually that's the only thing, spiritual is the only thing that matters. These carnal eyes, forget about them. You gotta test these spirits, because whoever isn't with you is against you in the name of Jesus. Who is not with you is against you, period. And the sad truth is it can be your son, your daughter, your mother. And it's sad, but it's true. I've seen my family turn to me. I've seen their eyes turn black. They had no idea what they were doing. They had no idea why they were ostracized, why they were treating me the way they did. They had no idea. I had no idea what was going on. But I knew something very demonic was going on, because God is places this spirit. And sometimes the Holy Spirit will let you feel what it feels. And that's what it was doing. And sometimes the Holy Spirit will let you see through the eyes of the Holy Spirit. That's why you can see demonic faces. That's why you can see people's eyes turn black. That's why you can see demons jumping people, because the Holy Spirit wants you to know the spiritual reasons why people are acting a certain way, because God is preparing you for something very, very important. Each of you. Each of you. promise you that. I promise you that. Because it got to the point where I was homeless, doing drugs and all this, and I really wanted to kill myself. I really wanted to kill myself. But I couldn't. But I've never been a suicidal type. I never have. So the fact that I was even thinking about it was blowing my mind. And God pointed out a scripture to me. It was a revelation of the end times that many will seek death but will not find it. I wanted to kill myself. Like, it was by power God not letting me, because he was showing me that I had revelation afterwards that many will seek death. This is revelation to the end times, but they won't find it. You're going to wish you were dead. You know that when people say that, oh, you're going to wish you were dead. Yeah, you're going to wish. People are going to wish. Things will feel so bad that you wish you were dead. And you're like, how long is this going to go on? It's not going to stop. This is your destiny. This is your life. This is not going to stop. In fact, to whom much is given, much is expected. And the more you learn, the more God will manifest. God said he wants you to learn this quick. The quicker, the better, and the better everything turns out for you and everybody attached to you. You know, God, you're not going through this without some type of gain. You're like you were sent here to enlighten others. You are a light worker. You're a worker of light, worker of a God Almighty. This is better than a 9-to-5. It's better. I'm making this video on a camera, on my phone. I'm out of work right now, but I've been following God faithfully. Faithfully, man. Faithfully. To the best of my ability. I had stumbles here and there, but you gotta obey. People say God doesn't speak audibly. The first word he spoke to me was surrender. Surrender to his voice, guys. Surrender to his voice. Surrender to his voice. Whoever says God doesn't speak audibly, the devil is a liar. He spoke to me. This audible voice in my head. Surrender. And at the time, all this demonic stuff was going on with me that I felt like it was the enemy getting me to sell my soul or something. That's how deep this is. You guys, with all sincerity, this is a serious, serious situation. This is very real. This is very real life. This is serious. You are chosen. Wrap your head around that tonight. Who was ever going through gang stalking, targeting individuals, understand that you are a high value target by the enemy, but understand you are under God's protection. They can't touch you. God is training you. Understand that you are chosen. Start treating what you're going through as training and prerequisites for the future and the plans that God has for you. Once you overcome these plans and start to begin to see God and start to understand and start surrendering so he can then use you. Let me tell you something. Nothing that you're going through is going to be wasted. I'm noticing everything that he was teaching me on. I've seen myself cast out a demon. I'll tell you that story. I've seen demons. Hearing people's thoughts, prophecy. I'm gonna break all these stories down, man. But everything you're going through is for a reason. Every single little thing. For a long time in my training, I was hearing a whistle. I didn't know where the whistle was coming from. It was just a whistle. I can't even mimic it. But if I heard it, I would hear it. But I'm just now learning right now, after he activated me, that I was going to be a whistleblower on gang stalking, which is God just trying to get your attention. You lovely, special beings, man. You are special. You are chosen. You are chosen. You are powerful. You have so many gifts in you. This training is important. Change your view of it. Change your perspective of it. Change your perspective of it. That was what the angel of the Lord was telling me. Change your perspective of it. Be bold. Be strong. Be courageous. Use Jesus' name. Watch what happens. Talk to God as you're going through it. Like, God, why is this person following me? God, I see you. God, let me help me test the spirit. Is it good or bad? You can know it. God, activate these gifts in me. Give me discernment. Start speaking to me. And he will start revealing himself. And you will then begin to understand. I'm going to help you get you through your training. I didn't have any of this. I didn't have any of these facts. And these are, that's exactly what they are. I'm going to keep this. I'm going to cut this video off soon. But I just want to push that thought into your head tonight. You're chosen. You're important. You're in training. God has something very special and important for you. It's very important. I know you didn't get to choose it. It's It's not like God's going to come down here, okay, look, I'm going to use you and you're going to save the whole nation, or I'm going to use you to teach the whole world, or I'm going to use you to go and cast out demons all over the world. God doesn't sit down and tell you these things. You know, are you cool with that? Are you all right with that? He doesn't do that. He chooses whom he chooses before they're even born. And boom, next thing you know, you're in training. You don't know what's going on. And you feel lost. And it is scary to be thrown into this gauntlet of, and it feels like, I know what it feels like. It feels like it's mass hypnosis. To me, it felt like mass hypnosis. Like everybody, even first responders, police officers, everybody had that look to them like they were in on it, you know? That they were in on it, man. You swear up and down. Some of you are probably going up to them. Some of you are isolating yourself. I'm telling you, get up. Get up. Get up. You have an important job to do, buddy. And God's not going to let up. He's not. He already chose you. His word is going to be fulfilled. And that's why he sends other servants out there to help him. To help him wake these people up. I am spiritually woke. All you guys are awake. You're awake. Or you're awakening. You're going through an awakening. A spiritual awakening. Your whole life has been illuminated. And let me tell you, your whole life is not going to be the same. But it's going to be for the better. You have a purpose. And the power of living a life with purpose and the power of living a life with destiny is amazing, guys. And I'm just blessed to be used by God to be able to talk to you about this. This is 25 minutes into the video. I'm going to break down some powerful things but in upcoming videos. I'm going to try to do them daily. I don't know how it's going to work out, but I'm going to get it more together. I'll probably get a better camera down the road. But God was pushing me like, hey, Branch, you got to get these, you got to let these people know and help them and enlighten them. Chew on this. You're chosen. You have a purpose. And the enemy can't hurt you because what's inside of you is greater than what's in the world. You are so powerful. You don't even know all the gifts that you have. God says, blessed are your eyes to see what you see, for many prophets have wanted to see it, but cannot. Blessed are your ears to hear, for many prophets have wanted to hear it, but could not. The fact that you're hearing and seeing these things is supernatural. It's ordained by God, man. Wrap your head around that tonight as I end this video. Wrap your head around that, guys. It's serious. It's powerful. Pass your test. We need you. Pass your test. God needs you to pass your test. He needs you to learn something. He needs you to understand something for your particular ministry, for your particular calling. You are a light worker, man. You are called to do great things. You are prepared. When it's all said and done, you're going to be prepared for greatness. You're already prepared for greatness because God's word is going to be fulfilled. You're going to get it. You're going to get it. He's going to make sure you get it. And the fact that you're watching this video is proof. And watch the power that you start to see just by the words that I spoke to you tonight. You're going to start looking at the clock. It's going to be 12:44, 12:33. You're going to see 222, 444, 333, 777. I'll break those numbers down to you. You're going to see double numbers. You're going to start seeing signs. I'm going to break down the signs in another video. This video is already too long for what I wanted. But I pray that this has enlightened you. And God bless you all. Thank you. Okay.